Civil libertarians are worried that a response to terrorism might lead to censorship. In an effort to draw attention to freedom of speech, booksellers, publishers, authors, and librarians have designated this week as Banned Books Week. It's been observed annually for 20 years, and over that time, incidents of censorship have generally decreased. But the American Library Association reports that attempts to ban books actually went up by a third between 1999 and 2000. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Judith Krug is head of the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom. She says there's basically only one thing that drives people to censor: fear of words.
The materials contain ideas and information that they think are wrong or misguided or shouldn't be available to certain people. And every person is smart enough to know that if the ideas that are in these materials are not publicly available, then they're not going to run the risk of other people believing them and adopting them and beginning to live by them.
Fear of the written word has occasionally overwhelmed the civil liberties guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. Nat Hentoff is a critic, civil libertarian, and columnist for The Village Voice. He says fear and the efforts to stifle expression that accompany it tend to be worst during times of national crisis. Consider the experiences of Charles T. Schenck during the First World War.
Schenck was the general secretary of the Socialist Party, and he got a list of people who were of draft age, and he sent them out pamphlets saying, don't be intimidated, you don't have to register for the draft, you don't have to be part of this war.
Schenck wrote in the pamphlet, quote, any individual or officers of the law violate the provisions of the United States Constitution when they refuse to recognize your right to assert your opposition to the draft. Schenck was arrested and charged with violating the Federal Espionage Act. He was found guilty but appealed to the Supreme Court on First Amendment grounds. Nat Hentoff says Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, writing for a unanimous court, decided in essence that the First Amendment didn't matter.
He said, you know, Schenck's leaflets would have been protected speech in many places and in ordinary times, but not in time of war.
When a nation is at war, many things that might be said in time of peace are such a hindrance to its effort that their utterance will not be endured so long as men fight, and that no court could regard them as protected by any constitutional right.
Over the intervening 8 decades, federal and state governments have pretty much abandoned Holmes's line of reasoning. Today, attempts to censor the written word are usually community-based, according to the American Library Association's Judith Krug. Parents and other residents ask school or library officials to remove a particular book from circulation. The association reports it happened 646 times last year, up from 472 the year before. Krug attributes the increase in part to the internet. Parents increasingly feel that they need to control the things their kids read and see. These include not only web browsing at home and school, but also what kids can find at the library. Librarians, Krug says, have been trying to increase the amount and kinds of materials they make available. As America becomes more diverse, libraries are changing to reflect diversity.
I think librarians today are much more prone to include in their collections materials that perhaps would not be uniformly loved by all members of the community. And I think more and more librarians are taking the attitude that we have to serve everyone in the community, and not everyone is going to approve of every piece of material that we put on our shelves.
Krug says the most common target of censorship last year was the Harry Potter series. Number 9 on the list, Caroline Cooney's novel The Terrorist, about a family whose young son is killed in a terror attack. The Library Association reports that would-be censors allege the book is anti-Arab and that it portrays Islam in a negative light. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.